Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. So I wanted to go over something in this video right now that I think everybody gets wrong about macroeconomics. And when I mean everybody, I'm including the experts. You see, when I talk about the dollar on Twitter and I say, well, look, the dollar is at 105 as an example in the DXY, I can guarantee you the response I'm going to get is as follows. Well, the dollar might be going up against other currencies, but that's just because it's going down at a slower pace. And then I'll respond by saying, well, that's actually not true. Because when you look at the dollar relative to goods and services in many countries across the world, the dollar has appreciated in value since 2012. And then the response I'll get to that is, well, maybe, but that just means the dollar is going down slower than all the other currencies. And I'll back up. I'll say, okay, well, maybe you didn't understand what I just said. Let me throw in a chart here. And I'll throw in a chart that shows, or some data that shows, how the dollar has gone up versus stuff in some place like Argentina, let's say, or Colombia right here. And then the response I'll get is just like almost like the reading off of a script. And it's the experts that do this as well, where it's almost like if I say the dollar is here, they don't think about the response. It's just like they have a script in front of them, and they only have the ability to read off that script. So no matter what I say, or no matter what the data says, it's always the exact same thing. Right. But the dollar, and then sometimes they'll explain it a little bit different way. They'll say, yeah, well, George, what you don't understand is, you see, it's like skydivers jumping out of a plane, and they're all jumping out at the same time, but it's just the USD pulls their parachute a little earlier, so they're kind of going up versus the other fiat currencies, but they're all going down. And I'll say, no, that is not what I'm saying. And for some reason, it just doesn't register. So I know you guys, the rebel capitalist community, is far more objective and intelligent than the average Joe and Jane out there. So let's go through some of these data points and let me show you the math behind it. So hopefully we can get these experts to start realizing the mistake they're making in the narrative they're trying to push. Let me put it that way. I'm trying to be nice here. All right, so first and foremost, let's go over, and we will start with Brazil. And I'll show you, it's just super, super simple math here. It's not complex. So I'm just starting off by looking at the inflation rate, just the average, ballpark it. It doesn't even take a lot of time here. So this is the inflation rate, annual inflation rate in Brazil going back to 2012. And you can just kind of, okay, we got a 6.6, we got a 5.4, goes down to a 3.4, you know, 3.2, then it goes up, as you'd imagine, after the survey sickness, up to a 9.2. I'm assuming they've had disinflation since then. But you just ballpark it right around, I don't know, call it 6% on average. So then what you do is you just go over to a compound interest calculator, super easy, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to find out how much prices have gone up to the best of our ability over the span. So you've got to compound those inflation rates. So we just go over here, start the $100, and we give it 12 years. And at 6%, it's basically doubled. So prices have doubled in Brazil since 2012. But then you have to find out what the dollar has done relative to the Brazilian real. And we go over to Google, and we see that back in, let's say, 2012, again, we're just ballparking it here, the real was about 1.9, 1.8, maybe 2 to the dollar. But now where is it? It's 5.23. So even though prices of the stuff you buy, goods and services, have gone up by 100% roughly in the last 12 years in Brazil, the value of the dollar relative to the currency that all the stuff is priced in has gone up by way more than 100%, way more. So what this means is that if you were in Brazil over the last 12 years, let's just say that you moved there and you'd been there since 2012, And when you went there, you just had $100,000 in savings and you just kept it at the bank and you got 0% interest rate, but they were dollars. Let's say you had a Wells Fargo account or something. Okay. Well, if you lived in the United States, it is absolutely true. Your dollars would have lost a lot of purchasing power, but they would have lost purchasing power slower than your Argentinian pesos if you lived in Argentina. That is absolutely true. But your dollars would not have depreciated in value if you lived in Brazil and you were buying Brazilian stuff. And at the end of the day, I can assure you, if you live in Brazil, if you live in Colombia, if you live in any other country, you don't care what the inflation rate is in the United States. It's irrelevant to you. Yeah, sorry, Americans, but it's just the cold, hard facts. It's the truth. The only thing you care about is what the value is of the currency you're holding relative to the stuff you buy every single day. That's all you care about. And as an example, I just ask the average American, you know, how concerned are you about the inflation rate in India? Answer, you're not. Why? Because it doesn't pertain to you in any way, shape, or form. Just like if you're holding dollars and you're in Brazil or Colombia or India, you don't care what the inflation rate is in the United States. Why? It doesn't pertain to you. The only thing you care about is what the dollar is doing relative to stuff. Because at the end of the day, people don't want gold. They don't want Bitcoin. They don't want dollars. What do they want? They want stuff. They want goods and services. That's all that matters. And local goods and services, obviously. Hey guys, I want to invite each and every one of you to join me May 31st through June 2nd in Orlando for Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the annual conference I do. And this year, it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to have some of your favorites there as speakers. Guys like Jeff Snyder, Mike Green, Real Estate, Kenny McElroy. We're going to have Robert Barnes. They're talking about freedom and liberty. Even Rich Cooper is going to be there discussing red pill issues. This event is all about giving you the intel, the insider information you need to not only survive 2024, but thrive. The whole reason I created this event was to give you the tools you need to build the future you deserve for yourself and your family. This is an event you are not going to want to miss. So to get more information, go to rebelcapitalistlive.com. You can see a full list of speakers we've had in the past. You can see clips from past events. And most importantly, you can get your tickets. As we get closer to the event, the tickets go up in price. So you're going to want to get those ASAP at rebelcapitalistlive.com. And we will see you in Orlando, May 31st through June 2nd. All right. So now let's move on here and look at our next case study. And we go over to Japan. So Japan, as you can imagine, the inflation rate has been very low. And we didn't really even need to use the compound interest calculator here. But let's just, my goodness, we're starting at 2012. And look out of the last, we're doing 10 years here. But even if the 2023 and into 2024 was positive numbers, you've still got 1, 2, 3, 4 years of deflation and prices in yen are actually going down, for heaven's sakes. So what's an average here? I don't know, 1.5, something like that. So let's just assume it's 1.5. We don't need to go over the compound interest calculator, because it's all about the concept here. It's not about the precise numbers, right? But let's just say that it's, 2%, something like that. So in the last 12 years, you've seen maybe compounded prices going up by, call it 20, 25%, something like that. And that's being conservative, right? It probably didn't go up that much. But now let's go over to the yen versus the dollar. And if we go to 2012, we can see it was right around, call it 78, 79, something like that, call it 80. Now, where are we? 154. So the dollar has almost gone up by 100%. Yet the price of the stuff you buy has only gone up, if you're in Japan, has only gone up by, call it 20%. So think about that for a moment. If you are holding dollars and you lived in Brazil or Japan since 2012, your dollars haven't just been a store of value. Your dollars have appreciated massively in value, massively in terms of local purchasing power, which is all you care about. So the next time you think about buying government debt, are you going to hesitate to buy government debt denominated in U.S. dollars? Are you going to hesitate to buy treasuries? Absolutely not. When you've made out like a bandit by holding dollars, you've had a windfall in the last 12 years. And I would argue that's likely to continue based on how the monetary system is structured. But it doesn't end with Japan. Let's go over to the U.K. You know, forget all those, Japan, they're kind of weird over there. Brazilians, they're brown. Can't pay any attention to what they do. And the Indians are where else did we go? I guess those are the only two we've gone to. Okay, so the UK, I mean, they look like me. They speak English. They don't smell weird. They eat the same type of food. So let's see what they're doing. Okay, again, we ballpark it, and we're going to be right around, call it 2.5%. So you're going to have that, I guess we'll go back to the inflation or the compound interest calculator, which we're using as a compound inflation calculator. And we just put in, we'll call it 2.5. It's all about the concept. And we can see we've got about 34% increase in prices. Okay, fantastic. So now let's go over here to, where were we? UK. Okay. Now we go to pound sterling and let's go back to 2012. And we can see it was right around 62. We got it here, call it 60. So up 20. So up roughly 25%. So if prices have gone up by 34, you're up 20. You're right around flat. Might have lost a little bit, right around flat. And if you go to Germany, if you look at Italy, you're pretty much the exact same thing. In fact, let's look at the top 10 economies in the world. Because when someone actually does understand what I'm saying there, often the pushback you get is, well, you're just dealing with these third world banana republics, for heaven's sakes. You can't look at Turkey or Argentina or Colombia or any of these. You got to look at a more developed economy. Okay, great. Well, Germany, pretty much flat. Japan, you've increased your purchasing power massively. India, you lost a little bit, but if you go back to 2011, you actually were flat. UK lost a little bit, maybe close to flat, depending on kind of what time frame you use. I didn't do France. Italy, I did. You're about flat. And Brazil, you gained massive purchasing power. What about Canada? Okay, we go over here, very low inflation, as you would expect. So we'll just call it 2%. So you're right around maybe 25% compounded inflation. And then we go over here and we look at the Canadian dollar. Let's go back to 2012. And where are we? Right around parity. So about 1-to-1. And now the dollar is appreciated by, call it, 38-40%. In other words, the dollar has gone up in value against the Canadian dollar far more than the inflation rate in Canada. So we chalk another one up for the dollar not even being flat, but increasing in value relative to local goods and services just north of the border. Well, north of your border. I'm down here in Colombia. But just north of the border for most Americans that are living in the United States, just up in Canada. So this is what I'm talking about. And for some reason, the experts out there that should know this stuff, come on, I'm by no means an expert. I'm just a clown. I'm just a joker. I barely graduated from high school, for heaven's sakes. I've never taken an econ class. I've never taken a finance class. I've never taken a business class. None of this. Zero. So that's why I'm so hard on these experts, because it's their job to know this. For heaven's sakes, it takes 30 seconds of research to figure out that this narrative that is unbelievably pervasive. I mean, just try it. Just go out there on Twitter and say to anyone in the Bitcoin space, in the gold space, whatever, and say, yeah, but the dollar's at 105. Just see what you get. I promise you, you'll get, Oh, yeah. Okay. So the dollar is going up against other fiat currencies. That's just because it's crashing slower than all the other currencies that you're comparing it to. So who cares? The dollar is just crashing at a slower rate. That's what you're going to hear over and over and over and over and over and over again. And if you just look at the data, you see that worldwide, that narrative is totally, totally false. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.